Bind me, gag me, take me to the bunny ranch. People dying, kill me in the packing house. Even you have to win.
Hey, welcome to the Bunny Ears Podcast. I am your host, Steve Urkel. No, I wish I was Jaleel White, but no. I'm Macaulay Culkin. Hello, welcome. So, this week we actually have a very special guest. You can probably tell from the title who it is, but, no spoiler alerts here. But yes, it's actually Lizzo, the rapper, singer, catch-all, everything. So, it's actually incredible that I'm actually able to have her on the show and all that kind of stuff, because she's a very busy lady right now. She's got the number one song in the country for however many weeks and all that kind of fun stuff. But you might be surprised to learn that I've actually known Lizzo for about 6 years now, almost 6 years to the day, pretty much. It might seem like perfect strangers, and it kind of is. And I'll call myself Balki Bartokomus. But we've been actually on a couple of tours together. I was on a tour with her and Harmar Superstar. That's how I met her. She was the opening act and also backup singer and all that stuff. And listen, this is a lot of stuff that we're going to cover on the podcast, so I'm not going to get too far into it. But at the same time, I swear to God, as soon as I met her, I was like, oh my God, you are just a really super cool, bubbly, just great person. And then I saw her perform, and she floored me. And I was like, oh, no, you're it's one of those things where you roll your eyes and go, oh, that person's a star. So, I was able to, go on a couple tours with her. And actually, ashamedly, for some reason I'm ashamed of this, but she actually used to open for my old band, the Pizza Underground, our little comedy act where we used to do Velvet Underground songs about pizza. But, Lizzo was on that tour for a good stretch and all that kind of stuff. Like, no, she's fantastic. She's actually really great. We're actually, like, we're old friends. Like, again, we've known each other for more than half a decade. Text each other on our birthdays and all that kind of fun stuff. She's good. You know, I almost kind of feel bad. She's, like, not my, like, little secret anymore. Before, it was like, yeah, it was just, hey, here's this really cool artist. Here's this really great, rapper, singer that, I can kind of just like put on my little playlists, my little mixtapes, and everyone go, who the hell is that? And I go, yeah, right? I know. But now she's not my secret anymore. So she's been on tour for God knows how long. God bless her. And it's funny because, I first met her at like this tiny little like bar in San Diego, right near the airport, where the planes would fly literally right over the venue. So just half of your set was just literally just airplanes, coming over your head. Now she's number one right now. You know, she was driving around with her DJ, Sophia Aris. What's up? What's up, Sophia? They're driving around in Toyota from gig to gig. And next thing you know, like I'm seeing her out here in LA, and man, bitches like 20 freaking buses and all that kind of stuff. I mean, like, no, she's actually like big time in it right now. It's kind of amazing. So it's really, really cool to see. So I was actually able to snatch about 30 minutes from her backstage. It's one of those things where, like, yes, I know you're a busy lady, but at the same time, you ain't got a little time for your old friend. And she absolutely did. So I was able to kind of do a little catch up with her, which was kind of good, because it was one of those things where, like, honestly, I don't really care about the podcast. Like, well, I mean, I do in general, but I just enjoyed the fact that I was able to hang out with an old friend for a while. So it was pretty cool. And it's cool to see her, like, again, she's like traveling around with like five buses or whatever. But I got to see her sister again, and her sister was like, would you like a salmon ball? And I was like, excuse me? But it was literally a salmon ball with cheese that was like a fritter. Like, it was like this deep fried thing. It was delicious. And I was like, oh, this is great. She goes, yeah, my mom made it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, no, we tour with Lizzo, like Lizzo tours with her sister and her mom in her bus, which is really, really cool to see. So, yeah, so this is actually like a nice little catch up with her. You know, we were able to kind of goof around and stuff like that. So I really hope you enjoy it. And here is Mac and Lizzo. Oh God.
Yeah. Keep it hot, baby.
Yeah, keep the mic hot.
All right, DJ. Yeah. Turn that shit up. I'm exhausted, by the way. So.
I know. You did this is your third night here in L.A.
This is my fourth night.
Oh, just well,
because
fourth
this
night.
Is three nights at the Palladium, yeah. One night at the Hollywood Bowl, holy five shit. Nights in hell. Featuring Satan. I'm just kidding. Yes. Oh my God, I love Jesus. Sorry.
Man, you look great.
Thank you.
You've been fucking killing it.
You've seen. You know.
Man, you got a long way since that Toyota.
Yeah.
I remember I remember you and Sophia in a freaking Toyota. We met at the Casbah.
We did.
In San Diego.
Yes, we did. We rocked the Casbah.
We fucking rocked that
we
shit.
We rocked that boat, yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah. That was wild. I tell a lot of people about those times where I'm like, me and Sophie were just in a rental car.
Singing the Super 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we That's a good Super 8, too. I've seen plenty of it, and that one in San Diego is aces.
Oh, wait, what? What's the Super 8? I just agreed with you because he sounded smart. I was like, yeah, man, Super 8.
Yeah, no, the Super 8 hotel, man.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I thought about this movie Super 8?
Oh, okay. No, no.
Why am I thinking about that?
You know, I think
Super 8. I don't even. What's that?
Don't even.
It doesn't
don't
even register anymore.
Well, actually, I did the math. It's almost exactly 6 years ago. To the day where we first met.
You lying.
No, it was the end of October. Because it was a Halloween show at the end of that
yeah.
tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I remember. So it's almost wow. It's almost 6 years to the day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's how, I love how the world works.
I know, isn't that funny?
That's how the universe works out,
and
baby.
Look at you. Man, you have so many buses. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Are those all mine?
Yeah, those are like all your buses. I mean, I hear you have a food truck with your mom in it.
I do.
I know. I had one of her cheesy fucking fishy balls.
You had a cheese fish ball?
It was
that's disgusting, by the way, if you say just a cheesy fish ball.
No, it's fishy, it's cheesy, it's crunchy, bally. It's bally.
It's
man,
delicious.
It's lish. It's lish.
Lish. It's not like swimming in the ocean and then like a whale brushes by and his dick and balls hit you in the face.
Well,
and
I mean,
then
it's a little cheesy. It kind of is, but with a little cheese. There's a little cheese in there.
Oh, that's disgusting. But also, my mom's fish balls are delicious.
They are.
They're yeah. like salmon croquettes.
Yes.
If we had to make it sound appetizing.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. you know, it doesn't matter. And you said, put it in your mouth. That's
did
all.
Did you see my mommy?
Yes, I did.
Aww.
Give her a big fat hug.
Cause you
and then I gave her a hug again.
And again after you ate right. the fish's balls.
I saw your sister. I saw Lauren. Look at
you saw Lauren?
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
you
my
me?
God.
Like, yeah, no, I gave her a hug, and then she went to, like, let go, and I didn't let go. Yeah, I was like, no, more hug. Just
never
it's okay.
Go.
I got
never
you.
Go.
I got you.
You know, she moves really quickly, so she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
She was like, you know, I'm supposed to be on stage right now. I'm like, no.
No, you're not.
No, don't speak.
No, we're going to cancel that.
Yeah.
I know just what you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
So please stop explaining.
Look at you.
Wait, there's a, the podcast has like an algorithm. Is there like a topic that we got to talk about?
No, no.
Because we literally are just catching up.
No, that's kind of what I figured. That's why I figured I'd just shove a mic in your hand and let's just fucking go.
Oh my God. That's welcome to my life.
I know, right? So, honestly, it's been a fucking crazy year, especially.
Yeah, this year in particular.
Yeah.
But everything has been really marginally expanding, growing. I've been like, you know.
Marginally? I mean, gosh. I mean, no, yeah. you're blowing up, girl.
It's always kind of been like this, and then this year it was just like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how it be.
I know.
That's how it be.
Well, you know what? I will say this, and I shit you not. I always knew.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I was always a true believer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You.
Well,
you've been,
you were in my
it.
Music video. You agreed to be in my music
Look,
video
in a parking lot in
Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree was it? Pioneer.
Pappy and Harriet's.
Pappy and Harriet's. Yes.
Yes.
In the middle of freaking nowhere.
You wouldn't just be in a music video of someone you didn't believe in.
Fuck
so.
No. Yeah. You kidding me? No. You just asked me like, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll help you with your gear. I don't care. Like, yeah. Let's do this.
I know. You were kind of directing it too.
No, I was just like, are you sure you want to hold the camera that way? I don't know.
Upside down is not the typical
way.
Yeah,
you way. Sure? Like, you know, yeah.
I've done a thing or two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like this is my first goat fuck. But, you know, I think I know how to fuck a goat. You know?
Oh, my God. You're eating fish's balls. You're fucking goats.
Fucking goats.
So,
man.
Bestiality, this is the new thing.
That's what I'm talking.
This is the new.
This is my thing.
You know what I saw today? My friend, he asked, which Pokemon would you fuck?
I think I go with Scyther. I don't know.
Which one is Scyther?
It's the one that looks like a praying mantis. I don't know. It's the first one I thought of.
Well, that says a lot about
you. So which Pokemon would you...
So you know what I thought about?
What's that?
Jigglypuff.
Oh, yeah.
Jigglypuff on the name alone. Yeah. And that pussy be putting everybody to sleep.
That's what I'm talking. There you go.
Knocked the fuck out. Yo, Is my mom in here?
I should nickname my girlfriend Jigglypuff.
Oh, my God. No, wait, you're in a relationship.
Yeah, man. It's really good. I want you to meet her. She's going to come later tonight.
She's coming?
Yeah, she's coming. Yeah. You hooked me with some tickets. I'm going to bring my special lady friend.
Cheers.
Cheers.
How long have you guys been dating?
About 2 years now. I live out here in LA now. We bought a house and everything, man.
Wait, really?
We got a house and a pool and two cats and fish.
What the fuck?
We have fish. I'm a fish keeper now.
And you lick their balls. They're cheesy balls.
I wait till they're dead.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. You've never invited me over.
Well, no, it's time. Now's the time. I'm inviting you now.
Okay, let's
come
go.
Come on. I have a saltwater pool. Let's go right now.
You have a saltwater pool?
Fuck yeah.
Wow, you're living large. Wait, where do you... Well, never mind. Not on camera.
In Hollywood. No, but no. I'm about to get a house. In the valley.
I'm about to get a house.
Out here? Mm-hmm. You living out here, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
I have an apartment that's the size of this room now. Really? Filled with platinum plaques and
Gucci
shoes.
That's what I'm talking about. I was going to say, yeah. And nothing but shoes.
Yes. So I need to move out ASAP. Hey,
hold on. You're wearing a corduroy jacket right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Fuck, you're rocking the cords. Love
I'm
it.
Rocking the cords, and I'm rocking the cords. And you saw my nipple earlier.
I know. It's right there.
It's the point of the bra.
Yes, obviously. It is a...
Oh, it's still right there.
That's what I'm talking. No, honestly, I want to look you in the eye, but I can't.
You got to look me in the brown eye.
Yeah, I got to look you. I got to look you in your brown eye. Right.
I know there has to be a point to bunny ears, man. I've been wanting to be on bunny ears. Because don't we wear the ears?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I got you. I got you something right here.
Oh, yeah, what the hell, man?
I'm going to hook you up big time.
I'm going to look like the fucking Easter bunny because all this pastel.
All right, give me one second. So here are my ears. My lady actually sewed my name into them.
Oh, Mac.
Yeah, I know. She loves me very much.
You just look right like this. Like
yours are the gigantic ones with a chin strap.
Oh, my God. Wait a sec. Oh, my God. Wait, I don't know if I like this chin strap. This chin strap is a little strange.
Well, you just never know, you know?
I'm like, blue, 42. Well,
you never know where you're going to be like in a car accident with your ears on.
Oh, my God.
You
know? No, I'll wear it on stage so I can whip.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
If Beyonce wore bunny ears, they would have a chin strap.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what that's my quote. That's my quote. That's the pool quote.
Yeah, hey, Sean, that's the pool quote.
Of the episode, yep. Yeah, tell the press. Stop the press. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this one.
Yeah, there you go. You can figure it out.
Oh, shit, I'm not figuring it.
Oh, whatever.
Somebody
bring us some scissors.
Oh, my God. All right, no, I'm going to put it on like this. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Honestly, you look like the prettiest bunny in the Easter parade.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Stop it. You're so sweet, Mac. I feel like the Easter parade. Okay, no, what were you going to ask?
Oh, I was going to ask you another, just like whatever. So, I saw you tweeted, cause it was freaking hilarious, because it was our former president, Barry Obama, is her first Irish president. Barry Obama.
From the Obama family.
Oh, from the potatoes.
Yes.
Barry Obama.
Next to the McLarens.
But you freaked the fuck out when he put you on a playlist. I remember.
I did. It's Obama. My dream was to sing at the White House while the Obamas were in there, man. I did anything. I was like, even if I just broke in and stood in the back and was like, huh? I just wanted to sing there. And so the fact that he put my song on his playlist was crazy.
He
put Juice on there.
Yeah. By the way, that song is gross.
That song is disgusting.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah, it's filthy. It's a hot, funky, filthy, sweaty, fucking...
Yeah, no.
Jam.
That's
fucking,
what I mean. No, it's no, a first fucking I heard fucking it, I was like, jam. No, believe me, it's a fucking earworm. I couldn't get out of my freaking head. And I was also going, it's fucking disgusting. It's
Wait.
Gross.
Oh, because I'm talking about cum.
Yes, yes. Yes. It's fucking gross. You kidding me?
You're the only person who's ever said that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, and welcome to Meditation Minute. I'm your guide, Louis Prada. Is that inner peace and enduring calm I see on the horizon? Let's hunt it and mount its head on our wall. Meditation is a great opportunity to sit all by your lonesome to focus on your own needs. Seems like you've been doing a lot of meditation recently. What's wrong? Have all your friends abandoned you? Is your family not returning your calls? That tends to happen when your toxic personality pushes everyone away and you're forced to spend long days and nights by yourself. Use this valuable time where none of your friends, finger quotes, has returned your calls as an opportunity to reconnect with yourself, since no one else wants anything to do with you. Being a friendless sad sack has really opened up your schedule, and thus has opened you up to new opportunities to expand your spiritual horizons. Who knows, maybe one day if you meditate enough, you might regain a friend. A single friend. But don't get your hopes up, meditation is not a miracle cure. So instead of wasting your life away staring at a wall, wondering when people will finally welcome duplicitous scumbags such as yourself into their lives, be proactive. Close those eyes, take some deep breaths, and meditate. Or, you know, whatever it takes to ensure that your anger doesn't fester, eventually metastasizing into a burning rage that will erupt in an explosion of violence. Or maybe just get out more. Take a pottery class. Anyway, I hope this guided meditation has brought you the serenity you seek. My name is Louis Prada, and this has been Meditation Minute. Namaste.
No, because yeah, no. Listen, there's nothing like it's not completely gross. I've heard grosser songs, yeah. But just like you know, yeah, kind of like oh, okay. But at the same time, yeah. like the other night, like you know, I'm walking around, like I dropped my pen on the floor. I'm like, oh, sorry, that was my juice.
Yeah, blame it on the juice, baby.
I've been blaming everything going wrong in my life on the juice.
Oh wait, I was about to high five you. I don't know about going wrong. everything that's going right.
But no, anytime I have to blame something, where it's like you know, like yeah, just like. Oh, the cat knocked something over. Oh, the fucking juice.
It was the juice.
It was the juice.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
It doesn't matter. No, I do it anyway. I don't care how you feel. It's hilarious to my girlfriend.
And you're going to blame it on the juice. If yeah, I don't like it, you don't care. Yeah, yeah. Because oh, it's the juice's
like, yeah.
fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, did you leave the trash out last night? No, the juice did that.
The juice. Okay, now I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that juice.
Yeah, no, I blame it on the juice.
Isn't OJ also the juice? Isn't that? Yeah. Wasn't that
he is. You know what? OJ is the juice. Come to think of it.
Oh, boy.
Is that what you were singing about the whole time?
Yep. It was.
Blame it on the juice.
There's things that I know that I can't tell people.
So are you going to sing Juice tonight at the concert?
I'm going to sing Juice tonight.
Yeah?
Okay. What if I didn't?
Just saying, again, like, yeah, don't sing Juice.
Yeah, what if I was like, fuck y'all.
Don't sing Worship. Don't sing, you know, yeah.
Do you know my set list? How do you know this?
Fuck yeah. I remember, man, we were backstage because, you know, actually, for the audience, Lizzo was on the Pizza Underground tour.
Like, I was.
You know, yeah. No, you. I know. Honestly, it's one of the more embarrassing things to say is that like Lizzo opened for Pizza Underground. Like, just like
it was an honor.
We were not anywhere near your level even then. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's embarrassing to say that.
What do you mean? The pizza box was a drum.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was like, incredible.
Well, and also you do a song with us every night.
I did.
Yeah, because you were in love with the pizza man.
Sexy pizza man.
Yes, it was a sexy pizza man who came every night and like
extra sausage.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
You want to order extra Italian sausage?
Because it was one of those things where every band played with each other because we were four bands essentially touring together.
We were an incestual.
It was. It was like 20 freaking people. You know,
it was
hot. Like now you're with a crew even bigger than that. But yeah. But between our four bands, it was like 20 of
less
us.
Less pizza.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But you know, that was a great thing about that tour is we got free pizza everywhere we went. Though you know, you can take those years off.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I'm trying to figure out the cutest way to look in these.
You're getting there. Hey. Honestly,
did I do something?
Yeah, you did something.
I did something.
You
right.
Did it. You look like a crown.
It is. It's a bunny crown.
Yes.
The new name of the podcast is Bunny Crowns.
Bunny Crowns.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Okay, sorry. As you were.
I'll blame it on the juice.
Ah, yes. Okay. I like that. Yes. You can try.
That's what I'm talking about. That's how we do it in the household. It was the juice.
It was O.J. Simpson.
Blame it on the juice.
Goddamn OJ, always ruining shit.
So I have a funny little thing here. So, you imply in one of your songs that you were with a Minnesota Viking player.
Oh God, yeah. So, we went on a couple dates.
So I'm gonna give you some photos of Minnesota Viking players, and you know, you can kind of confirm or deny. So, Hall of Famer Chris Carter. Were you with Hall of Famer Chris Carter?
No.
Okay. Let's see what we have next. How about Hall of Famer Fran Tarkington?
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, look at that.
We're close now.
Honestly, it looks like something you'd be into.
Yeah, I know. You know my type.
I know. I do.
Literally. No, close but no cigar.
Okay, how about Brock Lesnar?
Oh, fuck.
He played for the Vikings in the preseason.
You're on to me now, Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I getting close? Brock is a hot name.
How about...
Shit!
How about Victor the Viking?
How did you know?
Yes!
I hate his ass. Fuck you and your new bitch. He's cute though. So he been blowing me up. Victor the Viking?
That's what I'm talking.
Oh my God.
I figured, like, one date with Lizzo, that's all you need.
He's been on my line. On my dick.
I figure he's probably chasing
that's
you all
That's daddy
around.
Right there. I messed up my hair because of bunny ears. Okay, but was the bunny ears cute or did it look weird on my chin?
It actually looked good on your chin. Yeah, it looks good. Honestly, it works.
The chin strap is just... You know why there's a chin strap? Because they're massive.
Because they're fucking heavy and like one gust of... A little breeze. Take it away. It'll sail away.
A chicken fart.
So after this, you're about to do a concert. So actually, by the way, guys, we're actually at the Lizzo concert.
Yes, we are.
Out here in Hollywood, California.
The Hollywood Palladium. Like,
look at you. You're in Hollywood.
I'm in Hollywood now, baby.
Yeah, selling it out.
Yeah, selling out in Hollywood.
Yeah,
you
there
know?
You go. Yeah.
Who'd have thunk?
So you're doing a meet and greet after this.
I am.
What's it like to be paid to hang out with people?
You tell me. I paid you to come today. Well, it's cool. I like meet and greets. I love
you. You would be spectacular. I could see that. You are such an inviting soul. You know. So, yeah.
I like it when little kids come up to me and cuss.
Yeah. Well, because their parents when they can see your nipples too.
Oh Jesus! No. My nipples. My brown eye. Yeah. These little girls came up to me last night or the other night in these red berets, and they were like, "We're 100% that bitch." I was like, oh, and they like looked around like, my mommy's not here, so I'm gonna say bitch. I was like, yeah, bitch, fuck it up. Yeah. Let's take some pictures. So that's my favorite part of meeting.
Yeah, and honestly, if their mother does catch them cursing, they can just blame it on the juice.
Yes, they do.
Just blame everything on the juice.
Like, blame it on OJ Simpson, girl. So you and the whole world. If it fits, it's gotta quit, right? Or is it the opposite? I don't know.
It works, you know, either way.
The 90s.
Both ways. Yeah.
Oh.
So you're kind of at the tail end of your tour right now. I looked up your sketch and like you got like Arizona.
Stalking me now.
You're doing like Arizona. Yeah, no, for real. I wanted to see which night I wanted to come to the show.
Yeah,
I had to do it.
Light
but you have like Arizona
work.
Like tomorrow or something like that, and then
yeah.
And then what?
Well, I'm doing like West Coast markets. So yeah, Arizona and like Sacramento type vibes.
Yeah.
But then we go to Europe. So this is the end of the North American run.
When does that start?
Well, seamless. I'm going to be there probably like November 2nd.
All right, so you get like 2 weeks off?
No, 2 weeks on the road in here. I'm doing West Coast, Southwest.
Oh, you're actually still doing like
yeah. And then I probably get 4 days, 5 days.
Oh, wow. There you
go. Shooting a music video in those days off.
Oh, so it's not, so pretty much not days off.
No days off. And then we fly to Paris.
Oh,
which,
there you go.
Our spot.
Yes, I know.
Your spot more so than me.
I know. I had to give up my apartment. I know. I lived there for like 5 years, something
wow.
like that. But yeah. But eventually I had to give it up because, you know, like I said, I got a lady. I have two cats. I have a bird, a dog. I have fish now.
Oh, my God. You got
I'm
a
domesticated.
Subaru?
Yes, I water my succulent plants in my backyard.
Wow.
I'm Mr. Domesticated. I actually need to get some sandals and some socks and just walk around like that
like
for the rest of my life.
Sandals and socks.
I am Mr. Suburban Domesticated right now.
This is incredible. I'm happy.
Yeah,
you did it for love.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, you did it for love.
I'm also doing it for me too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both. It's a lot of both.
Yeah, but the love is is for you.
Honestly, you gotta meet her. She's beautiful. She's Asian.
Okay.
I know, right?
What do you know where her people from?
She's Thai Laotian. She's Hmong.
Wow.
I call her Hmong because it's fun.
Okay, Hmong bean.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, she's Hmong.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, that's what I'm talking. No, it's doing good. We're doing good. But we're talking about doing babies and everything.
I was just thinking that, but I didn't want to say.
Oh yeah. No, we practice every night.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
God. I want to know. I don't want to know. I want to know.
Never gets old.
Never gets old. You lick fish balls in the process.
Yes. All right. Check out my fishy balls.
Spicing up the bedroom.
My fishy cheesy, crunchy balls.
My fishy cheesy balls. I never want to hear a man say that, ever.
Well, too late.
Oh, God. I think I've
said it five times.
I know you have. Taste my fishy cheesy balls.
But yeah, no, you've been killing it. Like, it's freaking... It's crazy. It's one of those things where it's I started I'll put on some feelers. Who wants to go to the Lizzo show? And I'm so,
yeah.
It's like fucking everybody.
Yeah.
It was like every, I actually just split up my group into two nights.
Oh, I'm telling
you. To bring all my, the people that I know that
people
want
to come. People are whipping each other's asses for these tickets.
That's what I'm talking about. No, you're fucking killing it.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, hey, I'm just going to keep doing what I do.
Fuck yeah.
It's the same shit I've always done.
That's what I mean. I remember there was one time backstage, fuck, I can't remember. So it was like a West Coast kind of thing. And you and Lauren were going through my laptop because I was always playing music backstage or whatever, just like on my little Beats pill or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you don't have any Lizzo on here. And I said, you know what I said? I said, you know what? Check L. And you're like, no, I can't find it. I said, no, yeah. Like, check L. Because I think, because you used to do all caps, something like that. Like, you know, and they're like, oh shit, you have bangers on here. I go, fuck yeah, I have bangers. What are you
Lizzo
talking about?
Lizzo bangers. How
dare you insult me? That I do not have any Lizzo on my. But yeah, no, I remember you were just like, fuck you. You don't have my stuff. I'm like, I have all of your shit.
You need
baby.
To catch up. You need to get Big Girl Small World, coconut oil, and because I love you.
Fuck yeah. No, coconut oil, like, believe me, like, it was. I got that like the day it came out, like, believe you me.
Aww.
No, it was my lady, she was having a bad day. She was at work, you know, she's an actress, and you know, she was on set and things weren't going good and all that stuff. And I sent her Good as Hell.
Aww.
And
she did her hair toss and checked her nails.
The whole works. Aww. And honestly, it turned her day around, kind of thing.
Really?
It was the first time she heard it. It was like only like less than a week after it came out, kind of thing. So, and then she said she listened to it every single day in the hair and makeup trailer. Like, you know, like, yeah, it was the way she opened all of her days. It was
well,
her
you're
morning.
Welcome.
Yes. No. Thank you. No, seriously. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I got you that pussy.
You got me that juice.
I got you the juice. We can blame that on the juice.
I like the juice.
Olive juice. We have 10 minutes.
All right. What do we
well,
have right
shit.
Now?
Well, shit. You get
20 minutes. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, shit. I have to talk to you for 10
more
minutes.
We could do this all day.
All right. I know.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
How come? You want to just watch the show, don't you?
No, give it to me.
Do you want to? So there's this thing that we do on stage. We play this game called Gigolo.
Okay.
Gigolo, gigolo. Hey, Lizzo. Hey, are you ready for what? To jig. Gigolo. And then you go, my hands up on my feet down low, and this the way I gigolo. And we copy you. It's a hand game.
Okay.
Do you want to do it? Can you do it?
Well, the answer is yes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So basically.
Okay. Give it to me.
It's. Your hands up high.
Bam.
My feet down low.
Bam.
And then you give us a dance move that you want us to do. This the way I jiggle-o.
Like,
so yeah, whatever.
Can I twerk?
That's yes, you can.
I can twerk?
Nobody twerks.
How many times do I have to do it?
Once.
Oh, just once?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, I actually got one silly dance move.
One silly dance move.
Fuck yeah.
That's all you need.
I'm the king of that.
So all we have to do, yes, you. I saw the king of silly dance moves.
Yeah, I can do this shit. Like, you know, you're kidding
I don't
me?
Know why. I just want to high five you all
more,
the time.
One more. Yeah. Hey.
It's the bunny ears. I feel like I'm at like a children's fucking birthday in my bounce house.
It could be worse.
Okay, so we're going to go Macaulay.
What?
Are you ready for what?
For what?
To jig. Jig hey, what? Jigolo.
Yes, I am, ma'am.
My hands up high, my feet down low, and this the way I jigolo. That's it. But we can even say it for you. You don't even have to say it.
No, it's okay.
This is going to be so fun.
I'm going to fucking do it. Are you kidding
okay,
me?
All right. Are you fucking...
I'm in. No, I'm 1,000% in. I actually just went to a... this stand-up comedian Esther Pavitsky. She was doing something for Netflix. She's like recording a special. So somehow, some way, and of course, my girlfriend immediately said, "Of course, this happened." I ended up on stage.
Yeah.
Like somehow I ended up on stage.
You're a buddy.
Going through my girlfriend's purse live on stage, and she was like, "Of course." She's like,
you were going through her purse?
Yes, it's part of the bit.
It's part of the thing.
She didn't actually invite me, but eventually I it just happened. You know, the nature of the beast kind of thing.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, you can't.
But she was like,
it.
Of course, like, go to a comedy show and, like, you end up on stage telling
that,
jokes.
That, the pizza rock star in you.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Obliges, yeah, raises its
the
hand.
The ham in me. I'm
the
a ham
in you. Mm-hmm. Half bunny, half ham.
That's me. That's
You're
me.
A pig rabbit.
That's me.
But I, you know, I referenced you in the song.
I heard. You have really good taste in references.
Did you? Was it okay? Did I do a good job?
Fuck yeah, you did.
I'm sure there's better references I could have done.
Well, you know, keep it up.
Keep it up. Okay, I'll reference you on every album. I promise.
Yeah, no, you drop my name at least once. I'll be happy. Yeah, yeah.
That's the contractual obligation of our friendship.
Yes, exactly.
I have to mention you.
Something to show my kids.
And then you appear every 3
years.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Well, now you got to name one of your kids
and
Lizzo.
And I'm
going
to do a silly dance. Like, oh, look at
yes.
this. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you going to name your kids?
Oh, we have names.
They're Irish names, aren't they?
Yeah.
Irish Laotian.
Barry Obama.
Barry Obama.
Oh, so Barry Obama.
Oh, God. No, but you were so into, like, the Gaelic names.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least my parents were.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. I didn't name myself.
That's true. Like,
yeah, sometimes they ask me, because I, you know, Macaulay, but it's, you know, M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y.
Yeah.
But Mac is M-A-C-K. They're
yeah.
Like, well, that's stupid. There's no K in Macaulay. I go, I didn't name myself.
Well, there's no Z in Melissa.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, okay. You know.
So, yeah, so pick your own name. Well, the girls in my family, they got to pick their own middle names.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I got Carson, which is good. Macaulay Carson Culkin.
Yeah, your name is so Irish.
It's so Irish. So Kieran is Kieran.
Kieran.
Kieran Kyle Culkin.
Yeah.
Look at you. But no, like, the girls weren't given middle names, and then when they kind of became of a certain age, they just asked the girls, what do you want as your middle name?
That is so cool.
Right? Isn't that cool? Right? Why didn't they let me do it? But also, I probably would have said, like, I would have said, like, fire engine.
Yeah. Batman.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Batman been Superman.
Batman been Superman. Yeah, wow, that's
right.
Deep.
There we go. You know,
so you can't give away the kids' names.
Well, no, I mean, I'm going to save it for, like, you know, when
save
it's
it.
When it's born. I'm gonna, you know, like, I mean, listen, we're trying. Like, you know, so yeah.
Wow.
Believe me, the sooner the better. It's great. Like,
well,
we already have a room in our house that's called a nursery. There's no fucking kid.
Really?
Yet. Yeah, no, but it's cordoned off. You know, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's actually, she uses it, like, that's where she paints her nails.
Oh.
And it's her backup closet.
Does she toss her hair in there?
She's
too?
Running. She's running out of space for all of her shoes. So it's she tosses her hair and looking at you.
Oh my God! Well, I would suggest Lizzo Juice Culkin.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
How about the Juice?
The Juice. The Juice Culkin.
Lizzo the Juice.
Imagine
Culkin.
A child named the.
Yeah, I actually
the.
The.
That's a sick name.
Well, I'm changing. I'm legally changing my middle name.
So you're doing the tradition.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I'm just doing it on a lark. I asked people on my website to vote. And actually, one of the things, it was actually what didn't make the cut for the vote, but it was the, was one of them. Macaulay,
no,
the Culkin.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know what I'm changing my middle name to?
What?
Macaulay Culkin.
So you're going to be Macaulay Culkin Culkin?
Yep. So if someone, like an airport or something like that, asked me, excuse me, sir, are you Macaulay Culkin? I go, well, Macaulay Culkin is my middle name.
No, please. Macaulay
nope.
Culkin's my middle name. Yeah. Oh, my ears. Wait, you're going to be Macaulay Culkin Culkin?
Yep. I get all my IDs changed
Isn't
and everything.
Funny for everyone's name, Melissa Jefferson Jefferson. It's not as funny.
No, it's just about Macaulay Culkin, though.
Wait, what's
works.
Your name?
Sean John.
No, it's not! Your name is Sean John?
Yeah, but it's spelled different. S-H-A-W.
Oh, this is like...
Sean John.
Oh, and this is my friend Wiz Khalifa?
I know! Jesus Christ. And wow. So you would be Sean John John. Now that's kind of
Sean,
poetic.
Sean John John.
You'd be Sean John John.
Mm-hmm. Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
I can't wait. You need to have a name change party.
Well, you know, you'd think it'd actually be easy. And like, I have like a high-priced, high-powered attorney. He was like, fuck, this has actually been a really hard process trying to do this in New York State. It's almost been a year.
Wow.
But yes, he actually had to call up a sympathetic clerk at City Hall. That's the way he like phrased it. It was a sympathetic clerk who would actually clue him in on how to do it. He goes, it's not like impossible to do,
yeah.
But also it's like, it's not something you actually necessarily learn in like law school.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. And so it's been a fucking like rat race.
Wow.
But I'm actually gonna get all my IDs changed.
Wow.
And everything.
Oh, this is gonna be hilarious.
It's, you know what? It's one of those things where like, oh, it's hilarious. And then like, oh, sure, I'll just change it back to Carson again. So like that. Apparently it's not, you can't just willy nilly like change your last name or your middle name or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or any of that.
But you know, I'm still doing it. I'm committed to this joke.
On a lark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been actually wanting to do it for a while. Like, mm-hmm. I had recommendations. Like, I actually have a whole thing in one of my notebooks. And it's like, danger. Like, danger's my middle name. Mm. Or like, you know.
Or Macaulay Culkin's my middle name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That kind of thing. Yeah, see, it still works.
It does.
The McRib is back was one of them.
Oh, the McRib
Macaulay,
is back.
Macaulay the McRib is back, Culkin.
The McRib is back.
Shark Week was one of them.
Macaulay Shark Week, Culkin.
Yeah, and actually, one of the last suggestions was, this is not as funny as I thought it was, Culkin.
Macaulay was not as funny as I thought it was,
Culkin.
Oh, Kieran. My brother Kieran.
Right.
That was his suggestion.
Oh, that's actually really nice.
It was Kieran. He was like,
Macaulay Kieran called.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, he was like, yeah.
But he'd have to change his middle name to Macaulay. It'd be a whole shit show.
We don't need that. It'd be a
nightmare.
Yeah, we don't need that shit in our life. Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, this is too. Yeah, we already got too many Kierans in this family already.
Jesus. So we've rocked the Casbah.
Yes, we've rocked the Casbah.
We've been in the desert together.
Yes, Pioneer Town. Hollywood. There it is, Pioneer Town. Yeah, that's what
now
it is.
Now we got to rock Hollywood.
Fuck yeah.
We got to tear
I can figure out my stupid dance, and here's the best part, is that my girlfriend's coming. I ain't going to tell her.
Don't tell her. Oh, she's like, again?
Yes. Honestly, I do this shit all the time. I went to a wrestling event, an indie wrestling event recently, and I worked out. I actually went there early, and I worked out a spot with the wrestlers where I came in, and a guy dressed as Santa Claus threw me off the top rope.
No.
Onto a little person.
No.
And yes, we pinned him 1, 2, 3, and the whole thing. And so
why was he dressed as Santa Claus?
Because it was Christmas time. Oh. I don't know. You know, yeah. But the whole night, because this is like the end of the show, like that was like kind of like, so the whole night, I kept on being angry at this little person. Just kind of like, fuck that guy. He's going to get his at some point. And she's like, I've never seen you so stewing and angry. And this, at the end of the night, he like taunts me and I get into the ring and start like fighting a little person.
Wait, then this was like planned or
yeah,
no?
Totally planned.
Okay, cool. I was about to say you.
But she had no idea.
Oh my God.
She had no idea. So we actually have somebody filming her the whole time, just watching a reaction of me getting into a fight with a little guy.
Oh God, who won?
Me.
Oh,
me and Santa.
God.
Me and Santa. We won.
Me and Santa.
Me and Santa.
Me and Santa. We always win.
You know, I know it's not a good look for me to be pushing around a little guy.
No, it's not.
But at the same time, just the sheer shock on her face. So it's like, yeah.
Do you prank her a lot?
Well, yeah, I do. I do. Oh, that's what I mean. Like, somehow I always end up on stage. I end up in the wrestling ring. You know, I end up doing something really stupid.
So ridiculous. Oh, tonight you just got to... Now you're twerking.
Yes, I got to figure out my little dance.
What's it
going to
be?
I don't know. Maybe some kind of variation of a Macarena? I don't know.
Oh.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, let me just... I'm gonna work it out. She'd be sitting next to me during the whole concert. I'm going to be like just kind of moving.
She'd uh-huh.
Like,
yeah. And she's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're just like, one, two, and three.
I'm definitely not practicing.
Yeah. Practicing your moves. Well, there'll be two girls in front of you, so you'll have...
Okay, cool. I got some backup.
You'll have some backup.
I got some buffer.
You got some time.
Yeah. Okay.
To think
good.
On the fly.
All right.
And then it'll be you, and then it'll be me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to imitate you?
Yeah, you do.
All right, cool. I can handle that.
I don't know if you want to know what I'm gonna do.
Oh no, I don't. I don't. And I think it's going to be great.
Ruh-roh. Okay.
Well, you know, if it doesn't go well, you know what I'll blame it on?
The Jews!
The Jews!
Wow! I love... What a way to tie that together,
see,
baby.
See, it's like Lebowski's rug.
This is why they pay you the big bucks.
I really tie the room together.
You know? Really did. Yeah. And that was bunny ears, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunny crown, bitch.
Yep. look at you. Look at you. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you got a meet and greet to go do and all kind of stuff. I don't know. Do you want to plug your Instagram or Twitter or your tour or any kind of stuff?
Yeah, man. The tour is sold out. But
so
you can look up the dates online if you want to.
You can scalp those tickets.
And try to see me in 2020. And, you know, follow me on Instagram, Lizzo Be Eating. Follow me on Twitter, Lizzo. And follow me in your heart.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to this. I was actually talking to my lady for like the last couple of days.
Oh, so
I really can't wait to just see you.
I know,
forget
so
the microphones
excited.
And stuff, actually. Like, I'm really, really... I'm happy for you and proud of you.
Thank you.
And you're kicking ass.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, you've always been so supportive.
I know.
So.
I got big love for you.
Aw.
Go do a meet and greet. Go do a concert.
Here we go.
And I'll see you on stage, lady.
I'll see you on stage. Bunnies unite.
Yeah, woohoo.
What sound do bunnies make? That was our bunny call. Yay!
All right. Hello. Hi. So we're back from the Lizzo concert. It was amazing. It's actually amazing to see all these people put their hands to the sky. Really. Show them that they're mine. It was really great seeing that kind of stuff. Because I used to like kind of think like, oh, that was my song. And now it's, now it's everyone else's song.
That's how I feel about Good As Hell. It used to be my song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we are joined now by my lady friend.
Hi.
My special lady friend. And we're here to discuss something very special that happened that night. Something that we talked about on the show, obviously. And something you probably find on YouTube and the Instagrams and all that kind of stuff. So I went on stage and I danced with Lizzo. So yeah, Lizzo asked me, she asked me to dance with her. And I asked her specifically to make sure that nobody in my group knew that I was doing this.
Okay, well, we went with our two friends, Kat and Toria, and we were all on the balcony watching, and you were behind me, and all of a sudden you just like slipped away.
Well, I was like holding you.
Yeah. And then you just like sort of slipped away. And I took it as, oh, you're probably going to grab another drink or went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And my friend Kat thought the same thing. She was like, wow, Max's been gone for a while. I was like, oh, you know, he probably saw someone. He ran into someone he knew.
Get a cigarette. Getting you ladies a drink.
Exactly. And so Lizzo does this sort of like dance break. And so I look over at Kat and we're just kind of like talking about something real quick, and then Tori is like, look at the stage, and we both turn to her. She goes, no, you're facing the wrong way. And we're like, what? And we turn over and I see this like flash of color. I was like, I know that Hawaiian shirt. And Kat does this comical like shaking of the noggin, double take of like, what's happening? And the funny thing is, I think everyone else was more surprised than I was, because I just started laughing. Because I was like, of course he's on stage. Because I now have this saying that every time we go out or to like any sort of performance, either we're going to end up being kicked out or you're going to end up on stage.
Yeah, which is pretty true.
Yeah, yes. It is.
End up in a wrestling ring or in a
yeah. You ended up on stage at a comedy club.
Yep.
And so it was ridiculous. I think it was actually more surprising for everyone else because I knew your history with Lizzo. So I was like, but I think I was really surprised when you pulled out the sprinkler. And I was really proud of you.
Oh, I was going to say, what did you think of my dance? Really?
I mean, honey, it was pretty special. I'm glad that you steered into the white boy.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Because I was thinking about doing a white boy running man.
No. It was perfect.
Yeah. You know, and I was thinking about doing a chicken dance.
I was impressed with your technique.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's like rubbing your belly and tapping your head. You had the leg and the hand going at the same time. Exactly. Really proud of you.
I had the hand up and
It's that ballet training.
Well, I was about to say, were you impressed by just like, you know, I brought my dancing background.
100%. I don't see you dance enough.
Really? Right.
No.
You don't see me doing the one-legged sprinkler?
Not at all.
Well, you know, I really appreciated the backup dancers were like trying to explain things to me like 2 seconds beforehand, and it's like super loud backstage. I'm like,
of course.
I don't understand half the word you're saying. And you know, God bless them, because they actually did exactly what I did.
They did.
I know.
The crowd went crazy. It was really, really fun.
It was fun.
I think at this point, I'm ready for you. I wouldn't be surprised at anything anymore.
Oh, is that what it's like to be with me?
It is. Well, I will say this. It's because I'm so used to this almost now that when we were at WrestleMania 2 years ago, that's when Bray Wyatt went into the audience to look Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman, sorry. Mm-hmm. When Braun Strowman went into the crowd to look for his tag team partner, and you had just...
You slipped away,
and you were grabbing a drink or something, and everyone was looking around. I was like, oh my gosh. Is Mac about to get in the ring right now? And I was freaking out. So yeah, at this point, I feel like I'm used to it, but not used to it, but it was great.
Well, to be honest, I actually tried.
Did you really?
Oh,
of course you did.
No, of course. I was asking around. Like I even asked Braun Strowman himself.
Did you really?
I said, do you need a tag team partner? He's like, no, bro, I got this. I'm like, it's like, oh, no, but seriously, like, you know, like just in general. Not even tonight.
But generally.
But just generally speaking.
I think you and Braun would make a good team.
Nice little pair.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's something you wouldn't expect in the same way that you wouldn't expect me and Lizzo.
Not at all. And people still always ask, like, Mac and Lizzo. I was like, you don't understand. They were on tour together. Like, what?
Yeah.
I think more people are surprised.
We've known each other for the better part of a decade.
I know.
At this point.
She was incredible, though. Her show was amazing.
Right? Wasn't it?
I know.
Wouldn't adjust.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for having us, Lizzo. She was amazing.
Thanks, Lizzo. I know you're listening. Hope you enjoy the bunny ears that I got you and all that kind of
ridiculous
stuff. So my dance, did it like seduce you?
I mean, I I mean, I'm here, aren't I?
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, you're already seduced.
That panty dropping sprinkler?
Yeah, you were already thoroughly seduced by me beforehand. But yeah, the panty dropping sprinkler.
The panty dropping sprinkler making all the girls wet?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, I'm not proud of that one.
Sprinkler, wet, I get it. Ugh. I see what you did there, and I really, really like it.
I think we're hanging out too much.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So, everyone else, if you have a chance to see, hear Lizzo, I would highly recommend it. To anyone. And also, if I'm in the crowd, I might end up on stage too. So there's always that. Never be surprised. Well, thank you for your report on my dancing. You know, I'm glad it seduced you.
Always. Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, it would be great if, like, I got off stage, you're like, we're done.
Me, Kat, and Tori are in the car, gone.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm walking home.
By yourself?
Like,
you can't find us anymore?
With the Peanut Show, like, Christmas time.
You just jump on tour with Lizzo?
Yeah, he's like, I just want her backup dancers, which actually would be great. Because, I mean, they're not these skinny little things,
no,
like waifs.
Fabulous, curvy, luscious women.
Luscious women. And just like, it'd be like three of those and one of me. Like, boom, just flanking.
Honey, you're curvy and luscious.
I mean, I am in my own kind of way.
Your sprinkler dancing kind of way?
Yes, in my Macaulay Culkin, like, Irish kind of way. Yes, yes. I just do the sprinkler the whole time.
I love it. I think you're bringing it back.
I thought about doing the robot, too. I really
that's
did.
A good one.
I thought about the robot, because my robot is totally cheesy. So it's
your
pretty
robot's
great.
Pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
But your sprinkler is pretty special.
Yeah, well, it was the first time I ever did it. So there you go.
At least publicly, I'd never seen you.
Yeah,
do
no, it. I'm standing backstage, and there's like all these backup dancers trying to explain everything to me and stuff like that. And all I'm doing is like, what the hell am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? And it wasn't until I got up there, I'm like, I'm doing the water sprinkler.
I love it.
I had no idea.
At least I was thinking a water sprinkler or the shopping cart. The shopping cart's a good classic.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
But the sprinkler's great. It's a full body dance.
Well, you know, I'm a child of the '90s, really. So I really had to bring up the sprinkler.
A child? I think we're still living in the '90s.
Well, I was a teenager of the '90s, sure. Rather. Yeah. So I had to do it. Well, thanks for reviewing my
thanks
dance.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. And do you want to plug anything? Do you want to plug your show, or do you want to plug anything?
I mean, everyone can go watch Dollface on Hulu November 15th. What? Maybe you guys will see a special somebody on the in that season.
Yeah, maybe you'll find someone's boyfriend in that show.
I know. I think Esther's boyfriend's on the show.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I've seen a couple of them, not all of them, but I've seen. Actually, the reviewers have seen more than I've seen.
Same.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really upsetting.
We've watched like two episodes, and we're like, yeah, it's great. It's great.
You silly.
But you were there the whole time. So.
Oh, our cat's being.
Oh, yeah.
I know, he's being a little naughty.
All right, so I'm going to do my little outro thing.
Do your outro.
Well, we have our merch store open back up again. Don't forget to buy stuff. Woot. Yeah, buy a Macaulay Culkin shirt or a Three Bunny Moon, which is one of my personal favorites. Ooh. Yeah, we got that on there now. And we have hats and whatever. We're all the merch stuff. So check it out. It's open again. And let me do my social media next. I'm at Incredible Culk on the Twitters and at Culkamedia on the Instagrams. And also, we play voicemails at the end of these episodes. The number is 845-393-4629. That's 845-EZ-HOAX, because we all know Eazy-E was not real. Thanks a bunch. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. And my lady's laughing off mic. That's it. Love you guys. Enjoy everything. And see you next week.
Voicemail. We're always getting voicemails. Dial 845 Easy E Hoax. I said it's 845 Easy E Hoax. It might sound dumb, but it's not a joke. It's 845 Easy E Hoax. Motherfucking hoax.
That's 845-393-4629.
Motherfucking hoax.
Voicemails. We're always getting voicemails.
Hi, this is Claudia. I'm just calling to say hello, and I've been watching your YouTube videos and also the podcast. I think the podcasts are really funny. Just wanted to congratulate you. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Macaulay Culkin. I just wanted to say fuck you for the stupid Home Alone game that I played on the regular NES when I was a kid. I cannot beat that fucking shit.
Hey, Mac. My name is Justine. I am from L.A. And just wanted to give a shout-out to my niece, Layla. She's 8. And the reason why I'm doing that is because she has a huge crush on you. And, yes, we were talking about this with other people, and she told them, Macaulay Culkin is my boyfriend. And I said, Layla, like, Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone. And she said, yeah, I liked him as a little boy. I even like him as an adult. So you know she really does like you. And I told her that you had a girlfriend named Brenda Song, and she was like, well, I'm half Asian, so I guess that means I have a chance.
Hey, Mac, it's Terry from Buffalo, New York. I'm a big fan, and I wanted to say congratulations, Uncle Mac. All right, love you. Fuck you. Bye.
Find me, gag me, take me to the bunny ranch.
Taste my fishy, cheesy balls.